And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There was a fascinating exchange regarding North Carolina's ongoing budget stalemate last week at a community meeting in High Point involving Republican State Representative John Faircloth, when a constituent said that the Senate GOP leader Phil Berger was, quote, acting like a spoiled child. All Faircloth could say in response was that Berger, quote, chooses that style. It was quite a statement for a veteran lawmaker to utter about a fellow Republican, but it's obviously accurate. For nearly 8 months now, Senator Berger has brought a bullying, take-the-ball-home-and-sulk approach to negotiating a budget. Unfortunately, there's a method to Berger's madness. By refusing to reach an agreement and leaving a watered-down version of the 2019 state budget in place as state law provides, Berger is already effecting numerous additional program cuts that abet the far right's ultimate mission of eviscerating and privatizing essential public structures and services. Yes, state government is not shut down, but all kinds of cuts to teacher and state employee pay, education, healthcare, the environment, and more are taking place. What's more, the damage is all part of the plan. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.